how to, you know, mix it up a little.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw one of her old programs yesterday, and she was wearing a really long, like, ankle-length skirt with long socks and sandals, and it wasn't a good look.
No.
It was a black skirt and black sandals with white socks. It's not good.
Is it album 23 next?
Yep.
Cool.
It's 23 now.
All right. I'm going to play the thing now.
Yay. Soundgorillas.co.uk.
Soundgorillas Big Podcast. A 30-hour world record attempt. Hour 23.
Yeah, that's definitely right, because if we're doing hour 24 at the top of 8 o'clock, that makes sense, because by the time we get to 9 o'clock, we'll have done 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then we'll only have 6 hours left.
Mm-hmm. By the way...
Hello.
I can't believe they're still going.
Are they? Seriously?
Yep. I'm pretty sure one of them's going to drop off soon.
That's what you get when you sign up for a 30-hour podcast.
You're listening to The Big Podcast.
There you go.
Yes.
Yep.
I need to go and get a drink.
Okay.
And have a bit of a walk.
Okay.
Because I do. So, I will be back soon. Do you want to take over the desk?
Yeah, I can take over the desk. Cool. I reckon at some point I might have to disappear because I'm going to die.
Yes, please don't do that. Because I'd rather you'd like disappeared like at 7:30.
Came back to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than I disappear in a few hours and then come back.
Never. Well,
never, yeah.
Yeah.
But I hibernate for winter now. In the middle of summer, I'm just going to start hibernating for winter.
I don't know what's happening now.
Then again, with the amount of times that I've had really late nights in the last couple of weeks, because it's just been the end of assignments week and then Witchwood, and it's been hectic, to be fair. Really, I'm not glad it's over. I love being at uni.
It's not over, not over, not over, not over.
No, it is not over. But yeah, it's been amazing the last 3 years. And now I know how you guys felt when you were at Witchwood last year.
That's horrible. Do you understand why I was crying all the time now?
Yeah, I almost did, and then I realised I was a man, so I didn't.
It was so ridiculous. Men can show emotions, it's fine.
No, that's... No. No, you're deluding yourself.
No, I'm not.
Is my bottle in here somewhere?
Your bottle?
Yeah, it's there. Dan, it's there.
There. Just a bust for you.
Thank you.
One bottle. Yeah. Oh, I get exactly how that was. I think Adam Stone had a bit of a cry as well.
Yeah, it happens.
I was just surprised at the which people were crying at the end of that.
Yeah.
Who wasn't?
Well, emotions hit people in different ways.
They do, especially when you've had very little sleep because you are doing...
Hey, little clock, you can sit down.
Yeah.
I don't know if I will, though.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, sitting down's awesome.
Put that under your bum.
Oh.
So good. Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's 7 o'clock.
I know.
It is.
I know. We're almost at 24 hours.
It's so close. Yeah. So close.
We were just having a discussion about the end of Witchwood.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit and how
it'd been, like, a gigantic, like... really, really packed week for everyone.
It was...
Got down to Witchwood, did the 3 days, and by the end of it, we were all just like...
I think everyone was a bit drained, and I think it does happen, you know. It's stuff... obviously, it's kind of... I'm loving this podcast. It's great fun. But last weekend, we had, like, a really long and emotional weekend, and this weekend is now kind of the same, and it's kind of like... But stuff like this, I think it always is like this. You know, you get to the end of it and you're sitting there and you're like, we've genuinely just done that and it's been awesome and everyone's worked really, really hard together. And it is an emotional moment. And getting to the end of stuff like that does kind of get to you. I usually just kind of escape before anyone notices so that so that I don't get caught up in all the emotion and the theory. I often do that. Like, I just shoot off and I hope that no one notices. Just because that's how I kind of...
I think I got really annoyed with you last year because you just disappeared.
What, at the end of Witchwood?
Yeah. Where is Tom?
This is the thing, is that kind of, at the end of Witchwood, everyone was like, oh, it's so sad. And I was like,
Or if you were me, you were just crying onto just various people.
I didn't. I know it sounds stupid, but I was still kind of new, and I didn't feel like I was, because I was only first year there at that point. I didn't feel like I was allowed.
Made you do so many stupid, ridiculous things. Of course, you were allowed.
So I just kind of snuck off.
I found the Homer Simpson T-shirt you bought me.
Oh,
and that's now packed away in my drawers.
Oh,
and,
like, I love it.
I'll keep it, and it's all good.
But yeah, I always do that. I did it for the Radiothon as well last year. I just kind of snuck off at the end because there's no, I don't want, you know, any of that. But yeah, it'll be the same at the end of this. You know, everyone will be kind of. You do get emotional. Because it's amazing, especially when you're working with such good friends of yours, because you kind of spend so much time around them, and it really does prove that who are your very, very best friends. Because if you can spend 30 hours in a room with them and you don't want to rip their head off...
Yeah. Or even if you do, but you don't.
Yeah.
If you want to, exactly. But you don't do
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah.
Props to you.
It's so... I think it tells you all you need to know. It's a lovely thing. It's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
And I did love Witchwood. It was so much fun.
It always is
every year.
Great.
Every year. Know.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing, and I'll tell you what, it's going to make amazing additions to my show reel.
That is true.
But that's not just why you were doing it.
No, of course it wasn't.
No.
Good.
I was doing it because, A, it's tradition, and we do it every year, and it's probably one of the most amazing opportunities that you can get doing in university, because you're going around and you're basically having a laugh with a bunch of your best mates, because, let's be fair, Tone... It is a family. You can't you can't skirt around that. Like,
no.
Not to cast any aspersions on the last year, but I think that this year the three year groups have been so much closer together than they ever have been before. Everyone in Tone just works as a massive unit.
I think it's one of those things where, again, not to cast aspersions, is, you know, if that first year or if that third year just doesn't gel with everyone else, then I think, obviously, seeing it from the outside, you lot have been really lucky with your first years, the second years and third years.
Mm.
Again, we were really lucky in third year, but I think we were still dealing with a lot of the fallout from the year before.
Yeah. We came in first year, I can remember my year coming in, that I can't remember ever talking to the third years that were in the guys in the year above you. Can't remember talking to any of them.
Yeah, so they would have been second years when we started.
Yeah.
They're like gods to
me. We never spoke to our third years. Yeah. I don't think we ever saw any of the third years when we were in first year.
No.
The second years were nice, you know, they were cool.
And I think it's been nice that this year, and last year, the third years have got involved with the first years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been
that,
nice.
That isn't something that I've seen or heard to have happened before.
Well, it's nice that they can kind of, even the first years this year and some last year, I know, in our year, were able to just kind of ingratiate themselves into everyone else, and that obviously it takes a lot of confidence, but it does make for a better experience overall, because then obviously you can talk to everyone rather than just people in your year or people that you know best. And again, when you get to someone like Witchwood, then you can genuinely enjoy it
it's a lot easier. Yeah.
It's so much easier.
Sorry, who are you?
It's so much easier. Yeah. It's so much easier, and you do get involved in a lot more stuff if you just get involved and ingratiate yourself. So it means an awful lot when people do that, but. The door's just open. Oh, Johnny somehow managed to get his way back in. I don't know how he's done that, but okay.
I reckon that maybe the security locks have started working.
Maybe it opens at 7.
Yeah.
Maybe it opens at 7.
That would make sense.
But as soon as Johnny is back, which I think he is now, let him back past me, I'll go and stand up some more. Because if I sit down for too long, I won't do him any good, to be honest.
No. Or I might have to get off in a little bit and then come back for the end of this, because it is getting past the point of no return for me. If I don't go to sleep in the next hour, then I'm not ever going to go to sleep.
Sleep is definitely important.
Well, yeah, I think what Zoe said before is that it's probably a better idea for you to go back now, grab some sleep, and then come back for 3 o'clock if possible.
Yeah.
But if you don't, it's no big...
Yeah.
No, I definitely want to be back for the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely do, because, you know, like everyone else, I've put a lot of work into this.
Absolutely.
You guys have been putting loads of work into it. It's just been a massive, awesome
I'm group genuinely shocked I've not lost
involved.
My voice yet. I was fully expecting by this point to be like, oh, I can't talk anymore.
Mm.
It's not what a lost voice sounds like, but I couldn't do anything.
And it's just been to be fair, it's been great having you guys back here. Because it's been, I've missed everyone in the last year.
Don't be too sentimental, Dan.
I'm trying not to be, good. But you know...
Save it for the end.
Yeah, save it for the end. Yeah, I might cry.
I'll get properly sentimental at the end and then,
Well, no, the thing is, this might genuinely be the... Well, this probably will be, like, the last time I come back and do something.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
May well be.
So...
I'm going to try and come back and do stuff next year, if Tom will have me.
Of course. I'll have everyone.
That's what Tom does.
Tom's very easy. Tom will have everyone.
Yeah.
He's easy. He's easy going.
Like Sunday morning.
Yeah. That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. I will be fast asleep then. Mm. I'm so glad I booked tomorrow off work.
It will be easy like a Sunday morning.
On the radio, would it be like acceptable to go, Sunday, that's tomorrow? it's not a Rebecca Black song, this.
It is. Well, you know.
Friday, that was yesterday, wasn't it?
I wrote many songs for Rebecca Black. That was. But to be fair, I did quote Rebecca Black yesterday when I came in.
It was yesterday?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that was a good 7 hours yesterday.
I thought like you... God.
Yeah. Tom, anyway. We don't exist in an alternate dimension where time doesn't keep moving forward just because we haven't hit a pillow yet. I wish we did. Yeah. Although, actually, that would be really, really annoying because the 30-hour podcast would never actually happen because, you know, we'd be stuck in a loop.
Let's not think. This is not the time.
It's a Groundhog Day situation.
I just thought that I'd confuse people with an extreme existential crisis.
I'm confused by everything right now. I don't need more confusion.
Tom, why is the sky?
I'm running away.
No, Tom, come back.
Okay. Why is it, Tom?
But Tom, who?
The Who, that's who. Would you like the desk back there, John?
Yes, thank you.
Lovely. Let's do a swapsie. Actually, I might need to do a plopsie, so I'm going to
go
upstairs.
Oh, for goodness sake. Come on.
I use a very cute word for it.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it any better, Dan.
Ass. Knock everything down. You alright?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know who you were talking to. It's like, you're right.
You were the only one in the room at the time.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I'm good. I'm trying to send an email, but I'm good.
Trying to?
I'm trying to send an email.
Okay.
It's going really well. It's not going well at all. Yes. I'm doing personal home admin, that's all.
Oh, okay.
It's basically just saying, please don't turn up at the station at 10 o'clock because I will just be asleep on the street. So please come at 7, thanks. Because I was reminded, because you asked...
It's daytime.
It's fine.
The shades are on.
It's fine, it's okay. I forgot to bring my sunglasses with me and I'm fuming.
I've got another pair of Yik Yaks if you want.
I can't see. I can't see without them. I just have to be the idiot that just puts them on top of their... I've tried that before.
You've forgotten the sentence you started.
No, I hadn't forgotten the sentence. Okay. I merely took a detour and now I'm coming back to the original sentence.
Indeed.
We were talking earlier about my ability to fall asleep on pretty much anywhere. And the very first time I did any sort of long marathon comedy thing was when Mark Watson did his 25-hour show. Excuse me.
Wow. That was Mark Watson there.
I've been making noises for a long time anyway.
It's fine. Can we have a bed on? So if that happens again, it's not quite so noticeable.
Yeah, I don't know which one to put on.
Husky.
Oh, okay.
Husky's my favourite bed of all time.
This is why it's so smooth. It's like, go to bed. Yeah, let me just find it. Click.
We'll get
there. Yeah, sorry. It's because I'm used
okay.
to...
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I think it's because the song thing, and like normally I'll be like, okay, I'll look for the bed, and then Zoe's job then is to fill.
Oh, sorry.
And then I look for it. Sorry.
Oh, we've not... I can't believe we've been doing this and we've not played the fill game yet.
I knew you were going to say it, yeah.
Yeah. I know some Phils.
Phil Vickery.
Yes. Phil, Matt and Phil.
Yeah.
Phil Schofield.
Phil from the Rugrats. Wasn't that called Philip?
Yeah, Lil and Phil.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Phil off location. location.
Is his name Phil?
Kirsten Phil. Kirsten Phil, yeah.
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 And we don't need to fill anymore.
Right. So, should turn it down a little bit. I don't think my tummy's rumbling that much. So, we're talking about my ability to fall asleep anywhere. And Mark Watson's first long charity show was 25 hours. Which now seems like a complete drop in the ocean. But so we left the venue and we walked to King's Cross, and then we had to get like a bus or something. And then I was waiting in Paddington with a friend, and you know how normally if you're super tired you'll just do like the noddy head thing?
I was
doing like a swayy head thing, so like my whole like upper torso was just swinging round. And then I went to the loo and fell asleep for half an hour in the toilets because I was so tired. That was just basically the story. That was just me asleep on a toilet.
You fell? Oh, okay. That's pretty bad. But yeah, I think that's possible. At least you're sitting down then.
Yeah.
Anywhere you sit down, I feel like you can fall asleep.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I hate when you when you're falling asleep and then you just like jerk your head back and give yourself minor whiplashes. It's just awful. Everything hurts. No. Just let me sleep.
I'm currently experiencing an experience at the moment.
That's what you do, generally. Yeah,
which is like for a bit. I was feeling a bit wibbly.
Right.
And I've just gone to get a drink. And I'm kind of getting back to normal now, but I'm kind of feeling still a bit wibbly. So when I move my head, it's like my eyes are still not, still left behind, like a Scooby-Doo thing.
This is probably just me, and you're going to tell me I need to go to the eye doctor. But have you ever done a thing with your eyes where, like, you don't necessarily, because you're both glasses wearers, so you can empathise with this. If you take your glasses off and you kind of focus at maybe something like in the middle distance, and then like your eyes are really tired and then they stop watering, and then just it would happen when I was in the invigilation room. So obviously along the top we've got like the letters and the numbers for the rows they're on. I would just focus on like the middle distance, and like my eyes would just be watering and so tired, and just everything would just start vibrating violently. I'm like, I'm not sure this is fine. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, no, I know that.
So, okay, I'm glad it's not just me. That's all right.
Yeah, it's kind of happened. I think that's more of the
Your eyes just completely unfocus on everything.
Yeah, oh yeah, that happens
it's
a lot.
Very
I
weird.
Think I might have had that earlier.
It's where your eyes, you're just really tired, it's like I can't focus on
anything.
You just see colours and shapes, but nothing, no kind of sharpness or focus.
Yeah. You kind of find yourself looking at something but not looking at it.
Yeah. Or you look through something.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you look, say if you're watching the TV and you're taking in absolutely none of the information that's going up on the screen.
Yeah, and like you get a kind of like a double vision and it's just, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I mean, you know, just a stupid question, I'm sure you probably did. Did you like genuinely consult sort of magical texts or professionals for this?
No.
I went to see the doctor just to make sure that it was a possible thing.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood your question. I thought you meant about my wobbly eye thing.
No.
But as someone who's done like long things before, I was just like, it's fine.
Yeah, I guess. You know? I guess.
I think if we'd been doing 65 hours, then yeah.
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 But I think it was just, for me, it was a case of looking and seeing who's coming in the door.
I assume it's Dan back. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But yeah.
Hey. Hello. It was more a case of me for like looking at like nutrition and stuff and kind of looking after myself that way, and kind of I've just assumed that everything else will kind of take care of itself.
Yeah.
You're right, Dan.
Coming back in here as well.
Good. Good. Thank you for that.
Amazing. I think to outsiders, I reckon Jason was probably just being polite earlier. I reckon he probably came in and went, "Good Lord, this is quite the stench." But I kind of went out before and then walked back in, and I was like, "Is it humid or is it a bit sweaty or is it what?" But then I think it's just humid. I think I'm contributing to the smell.
Yeah. To be fair, we've had the windows open like all night, and we've had the door open all night. So
we let some air in, but
Would have been entirely unpleasant if we'd just shut everything up.
Yeah.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I'm stretching my face.
Okay. Just checking. Why? I was just checking.
I'm going to stretch my eyes, Zach.
No, I was stretching my face because my eyes are doing weird things.
Yeah.
I'm stretching my face.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It helps, that.
Ow. Oh, that was my jaw.
Is that your jaw?
That was my jaw.
Good Lord. That's terrifying.
It was, yeah, not ideal.
No, yeah. I mean,
but please don't.
Oh, God.
I don't want to see it because I think it might disturb me.
I'm just going to have to look at that. These questions. Can you knit or crochet?
No, I'd like to learn to knit, but I don't have the patience to do so.
No, me neither.
Like, if I'm not good at something, I'm like, right, I'm not good at this. Never mind.
God, some of these questions are quite impersonal, aren't they?
They are.
Do you want kids? Is that the most forward question? Do you want kids?
Someday, maybe. Yes, please. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Some of them are just life questions. Like, is Christmas stressful?
Because I work in retail, yes, absolutely.
Good point.
Yeah. Originally, I thought Dan had printed off... you know, there was that list of 30 questions where if you and your date answered them...
Oh, yeah.
It was like, oh, and this way you will be madly in love within an hour. It's like, yeah, okay, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll try that just for, you know, in case it happened and I had to kind of fend you off somehow.
Yeah, no, to be fair, I mean, does that work... Does it? Is that a thing that can actually happen?
According to psychological experimentation, yeah.
Good Lord.
Because you have to ask them in a certain order in order to gain their trust and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's like they made categories for them and they figured out the 36 questions that could make people properly fall in love. And it's a bit freaky because... I feel that it's an unethical experiment simply because those people would never have had anything to do with each other if they wouldn't have been sat in that room and forced to fall in love like that.
This is true.
It's hypnotising people, and a lot of them got married afterwards, and you're thinking...
Yeah, it's a little bit worrying.
It's weird, like, pickup artist almost-esque stuff, but more acceptable.
And intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just worries me a little bit about how much we don't... Mm. We can't control about our brains.
Yep.
Like, when I see a Derren Brown DVD or something...
I went to go see him the other week with Jack and Jamie.
Oh.
It was really good, but... Unfortunately, I can't tell you anything about the show.
No, that's fine.
Because we've been sworn to secrecy. But it's the fourth time I've seen him live.
Oh, really? I'm really jealous. I always kind of want to and then never get around to it.
It's great, but absolutely terrifying.
Mm,
I will always go into a show panicky.
Yeah.
Going, oh my God, what if he does this? What if he does this? What if he does this?
There was an experiment that actually pioneered brain control technology and they managed to make a woman... slam her head into a wall.
There you go.
With this brain control technology, but then they decided that they were going to make it top secret, so nobody actually knows what happened with it. This was 20 years ago.
See, this is really, really worrying. It's like we just haven't got a clue. GCHQ, always listening.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you guys.
Hi, guys.
Send us a text.
How's it going? But yeah, no, I've always wanted to see Derren Brown live. I've never really got around.
I would recommend doing it because it's one thing watching like his show live shows on the TV because it's like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
But it's a whole other ball game being sat in a room going, he could pick me for this. And I think my fear always stems from, what if he picks me and I muck it up and I make both him and me look like an absolute idiot?
Yeah. I kind of get that. But I do often watch them and go, holy.
Yeah.
Like, just incredible.
There was the show I saw of his where he made... a woman drink vinegar.
Yes, I've seen that.
And I was not at that particular show, but I was at the show back at home. And he would pick women who were like still in a trance.
Mm.
And it was really weird. So like, I felt a need to keep standing up, but I don't know if I was in some sort of trance or it was more attention or what. It was really weird. And then I was like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't pick me because I don't think I'm in a trance. And I think if I do drink vinegar...
You'll be sick.
I'll be really sick. Yeah. And then it'll all go very, very wrong.
It's kind of incredible. The people are really clever.
Yeah.
Kind of trance and you do drink vinegar, are you going to physically realise that you've drank vinegar?
Well, it depends.
Because you wouldn't have done it if you...
If you remember afterwards.
Yeah.
But what he does is he just gives them a mint and he's like, oh, your friends will tell you what happened.
Yeah, you'll need this.
What?
But then would you physically throw up if you weren't aware that vinegar was in your system?
Well, no, I don't think so, because by that time you've already kind of started ingesting it.
It's more the taste and the knowledge, I think, than anything.
I think it's the fear of, you know, if someone just gave you a shot glass of vinegar and was like, go on, you plan. But no, thank you.
People should have a massive fear of Darren Brown, because he can make people do horrible things.
Well, this is the thing. You just got to kind of trust the guy.
Yeah, and I genuinely absolutely would. I've met him as well.
Oh, really?
And he's
he seems like genuinely so the nicest guy in the world. I just
think, let me get the photos up on Facebook, Tom.
Oh, God. You got photos on Facebook?
I've got photos on Facebook. Of course I do.
But yeah, no, I've got a couple of the DVDs and I've seen TV shows and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I might try and go see, because it would interest me. It kind of gets to me a little bit.
Yeah, and he's done books on memory as well. So if you're like revising for tests, or if you've got like really important things you need to remember, he does like memory palace techniques. And his books are really interesting. Like,
will it help me remember where I put my glasses down every day? Because I lose them on a daily
basis.
Would.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good then. Don't come in handy. Does anyone else do that? Surely, like, I just put my glasses down and then just every single time I put them down, forget where I put them down.
Yeah,
I do that every single day, at least twice.
Yeah, I
do it, and I'm like lying on them. And I'm like, oh no.
It's not even that. They just end up being in the toilet, in the bathroom, or you know, in the kitchen or whatever.
I've got really worried about glasses and things like that, and I always make sure that I take them everywhere. And like, I keep an eye on A3s as well. It's yeah, because she always seems to leave hers like hanging around everywhere. Yeah. Like, have you seen my glasses? Like, no, just take them with you everywhere you go.
Like the joke.
Good. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's I do that a lot. It doesn't help that when I put my glasses down, I can't see where my glasses are.
Yeah.
It's that old sort of thing. I genuinely can't see where they are. Even if they were in front of me, I wouldn't be able to see them.
Yes, Dan. Mm-hmm. Are you leaving? I know that sounds like I'm chucking you out, but I would rather you've done such a great job. You deserve some rest.
Yeah, I go for you, dude.
Also, your housemate might be missing her Cards Against Humanity.
I doubt she's going to realise.
You never know, though.
Yeah.
Last night could have been the night they were going to wake up at 4 a.m. and play it, and then they were like, oh my God.
Damn it.
No, you'd be fine. But yeah, I would come back at like, I don't know, whatever time you can, and then we'll have a big party.
Yeah.
With when I say big party, I mean we'll all be like, right, it's 3. Way. Bye bye. Quick hug. Yeah. I'm off now.
Slumber party, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much how it'll be. But yeah, no, I think it's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to 3. Obviously, everyone's looking forward to 3. Like, what the stupid thing to say that is. Master of the obvious.
It's Tom, stop stressing yourself out, it's fine.
No, I'm not stressing. I'm although it's 7:30 now.
I know, I'm like, feeling that feels like a good time.
It's a decent time, it's fine.
Like
less than 8 hours left.
This is like a school day.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Get up at 7:30.
Pretty much.
Finish at 3?
Yeah, 7.5 hours left. We've got finish at 3, job done.
I mean, if it wasn't a Saturday, that analogy would really work, but
yeah. Well, there's nothing, I don't know, it's Saturday, but
it's like a school day, but it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're also helping people.
Yes.
I feel like admitting something really nerdy. During the time that I wasn't on air here, the only thing that I did is I played a Star Wars online video game. I was role-playing in it, and my character got promoted to Admiral.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a round of applause, to be honest. Well done.
There we go. I'm now an admiral on an online game.
Well, there you go.
I'm in charge of a space fleet.
I tell you, if that isn't a good outcome from this entire thing, I don't know what is. Right. That's a good way of looking
admiral
at it.
Down now.
I've accomplished precisely nothing. Like, in the time that for the first sort of 5 hours yesterday morning, I was like, oh, I'm all over this. Like, I'm there. And since then, just kind of been staring into space a lot of the time. I've been doing my best.
Shall I tell you a story of how I became an admiral?
I mean, what? We've got the time.
Do we have any epic music?
Got that one from it. I was going to say earlier. It was earlier, but it was yesterday.
Time ago. The past.
Yeah, it was at some point the past 20 hours or whatever.
Right.
Oh, ow.
Let me know when the epic music starts so that I can tell the story of how I became an admiral on an online game.
This is what it's come to.
Yeah.
It's a real shame it's not just the Pirates of the Caribbean music.
Yeah.
With just some laser beams in it. Do 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 do
do do And the internet will enjoy hearing about, you know, space admirals.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's, yeah, possibly the most nerdy thing that I'm going to talk about on it. Oh, well, you know, I did 12 weeks of the Week Out Geek Out. That was probably a lot nerdier than this.
It's fine, but this is on a more personal level.
This is, because this is what I've done today with my life.
You look like an excited school kid coming home and going to Mum, look what I did today!
Yeah.
Although I didn't really ever do that because
okay, epic music is found.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's start the epic music. I probably need some headphones so I can actually hear you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I'll wait for that. Ready?
Yep. So, how Dan became an admiral on an online game. Right. Earlier today, I started playing my character. He is called Virgus Zandon, and he was an Imperial Lieutenant in the Imperial Navy, and he had a small fleet of... Not a small fleet of ships. He was in charge of a strike fighter unit that had taken fleet action against Jedi in the area. So what they were doing is trying to take control of this moon. They had a really, really big cruiser ship. So what I did as lieutenant is that I ordered a strike fighter unit of 5 ships to cover bombers while the bombers started running against the ships by taking out the enemy strike fighters. So we created a blockade that would stop them from getting anywhere near our bombers. And our bombers bombed their shield unit right out, so the shielding for the ship went down. Then they started, on my orders, to take out, first of all, the tractor beams so that none of them could take our ships in. Then the engines so that they couldn't escape. Then the communications relay so that they couldn't call for help. And then finally, the life support systems so that everybody on that ship no longer had any oxygen. The only person that survived was the Jedi captain. Then we got on the ship and started taking him down. He put up a pretty good fight. I'm not gonna lie, he took out a lot of our men, but I shot him in the head. That's what I did. Shot him right in the head. Soon as I got back, well, I piloted the Republic ship back to, who's a guy who's called Darth Wraith. Then I suggested to him the idea that we should take that ship, change the computers over so that no one would notice that it was the ship that had been reported missing and stolen by Imperials. Then we put it right back in with the Republic fleet over Tatooine, fill it with explosives, and blow up the rest of their fleet with it. And that is how I became an admiral. Hooray! Probably the most boring and nerdy story I've ever been told.
It's fine, it filled some time.
Yeah, it did, absolutely.
Thank you, Dan.
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
There we go.
Headphones are back on.
Excellent.
Oh, I'm back. Oh, it sounds good in these, doesn't it? I feel like my own nan. She's like, oh, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Are you not? You should. Why don't you use Adrian's headphones?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to take that tarot before I was a few to leave.
All right, okay. See you later, Dan.
Bye.
Thank
Hopefully
you.
See you later, but don't feel pressure to come.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye. Bye.
So.
Bye.
We're
down to 3.
I'm going to go for a wee in a second as well.
Really? Good.
Yeah. But that'll be fine.
Has anyone done an appeal?
I genuinely didn't know where you were going to go with that. Has anyone done a poo?
An appeal.
An appeal.
An appeal.
I don't mind doing one.
Okay. Well, I will nip to the loo in that case.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Yeah, we'll do one while you're in the loo.
Okay.
Feel free.
So, in that case, I'm going to put some a bit more chirpier music on and get going with it. I say chirpy music. It's that.
That's fine. That works. That's chirpier.
Yeah.
Less epic, more chirpy.
Right, so, as you are aware, Tom.
Yes.
And should the rest of the world be who who are potentially listening to this, we are doing the 30-hour podcast. I think it's going to be hour 24.
Hour 24 is next.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Which is amazing.
So we are looking for as many donations as we can. Since yesterday, since the podcast started, we didn't actually have any. Where's that thing gone? We didn't actually have any. Sorry, I'm wrecking the pace. We haven't had any donations other than Fred's money. Because Fred donated it some pennies
However, I have checked recently. I can confirm we have had a couple more.
Cool.
One from Joe Buckingham.
Oh, donated,
I believe, a fiver. And also, I threw a fiver in. So we have had a couple more, so it's all good.
Oh, thank you. Yay!
Woo!
Do we still need more?
Yeah, we always need more.
I've been trying to check it, actually. And also been trying not to fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm having like that lagging bit at the moment again.
Here's the thing. I hate to tell you this. It's going to be like this now.
Yeah.
You're kind of going to have a half hour or an hour where you feel okay. And then it's going to be lag for a while. And it's going to keep back and forth. And because basically your body is now telling you you've been up for over 24 hours. And that isn't right.
Yeah, it's like bedtime.
Yeah.
Not bedtime.
So it's going to keep getting on. But of course, as you say, we want more people to donate.
Yes.
And the way they can do that is very, very easy.
Yeah, so all you have to do, we're on a thing called Fundraiser. So you just have to donate bits and bobs to that. One way of donating bits and bobs to it is by going to soundgorillas.co.uk/ the big podcast. And what you can do is have just have things on there.
Yeah, you'll follow just links
on
that stuff.
Yeah, leave some money on there. So soundgorillas.co.uk/ the big podcast. Click on donate now, which is on the list.
Yep.
And then you'll see that there. Also, if you want to have a listen to some of the old some of the previous things we've done today, all you have to do is just listen back to those. It's on the side, on the right hand side, I think it is.
Yes.
Please do donate. Another way of doing it is facebook.com/SGBigPodcast.
Mm-hmm.
Donate on there. The reason why we need you to donate is because there are people in Africa, not necessarily just in Africa, it's more Kenya end of Africa. Mm-hmm. Africa's a big place.
Africa's a massive place.
Yeah. Rural Kenya, they don't have facilities like turning the water on the tap. They don't have a bath.
No.
In the bath. So we kind of want to help sort that out. Try and save the world by giving them a little bit of pennies, some little pennies, mm-hmm. just to get in some fresh water to go and have some food and drink. Maybe not breakfast. I was thinking breakfast for some reason.
Yeah, get him some breakfast.
Yeah, but no, not breakfast.
Kind of breakfast.
We're not going to exclude breakfast. Breakfast is allowed if they want it.
They can have the food that they wish to have if you donate.
Yeah, but it just means they get a nice, cleaner bottle of water water with it.
I think we mentioned it either early this morning or last night, I don't remember which one it was, that everything we're kind of doing kind of pales into insignificance when you really think about what we're going for, you know, what we're raising money for.
Yeah.
You know, we're obviously sitting here in this room, we've been sitting in this room for a very long time, and okay, yeah, we're all a little bit tired and we've all had no sleep for over 24 hours and that's fine. But in reality, that's not a big problem. And also, we're doing it because we love doing it and we want to do it. These guys and girls haven't got the opportunity to have a clean and fresh living life like we do. And so, really, what we're doing today is the smallest thing that we could do to try and help out. Mm. So,
like the places they get the water from.
Mm.
I mean, like, it's not only that they might use it also to go to the toilet in, but animals do as well.
Yeah, of course.
And like, it's just not a feasible place to get safe water, and it can have all sorts of horrible diseases in it.
Yeah, it's the type of water that you would not let your kid go near, like, wouldn't if you're walking past.
Dog go near.
No, exactly, yeah. You wouldn't let anything go near if you're walking past a puddle of it in this country. So that's what they're dealing with, and it's really, truly unfair. And I know the tagline, you know, 30 hours to save the world or whatever. But in reality, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of want to save the world and make it a better place. This is a Michael Jackson song, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wrote it somewhere, and I don't know where I've written it, but yeah. I said, yeah, we want to heal the world and make it a better place.
For you and for me and the whole human race.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of... it makes me feel slightly better about the fact that, okay, I haven't slept for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Not better as in better. It's like, oh, yeah, look at me. It makes me feel better as in, like, oh,
not
God.
Not all I'm high and mighty.
Yeah.
But it makes it feel worthwhile.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is really nice, though, that we're getting donations and things. Mm. But, yeah, like I said, we've got a fair bit to go. It doesn't matter if we don't get all the way there. We're not going to get all the way there, but we know that we've got enough to kind of dent, just do enough denting to...
Yeah.
What's really nice is that with some kind of fundraising sites, you don't get the money if you don't get all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But with this one, you get...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So anything matters, you know, don't look at it and go, oh, well, never mind. Look at it and go, well, this quid will help. If you look down the back of your sofa and you might see a quid or even 50p, and you know, oh, you can add that, it doesn't matter. If you've got anything to spare, then please do, because let's face it, they need it more than you do.
Yeah, well, it's not even that much, right? Even if it's like 50p.
Yeah, exactly. It can be a tiny thing. Everyone's got, I know it's tough times, I've said before, but everyone's got 20p to spare, everyone's got 50p to spare.
Mm.
At the end of the day, just have one less, you know, pot noodle.
Yeah.
Spend that 75p on a sausage casserole pot noodle from Tesco.
Yeah.
And give it to Dig Deep. My fingernails, it's really weird. My fingernails are really grubby. It looks like I spent a week down a mine.
Really
bizarre, and I don't know, like, it won't come off.
Earlier on, I thought your fingers looked green, and then I thought they looked purple, and then I thought maybe I am...
My nails are really grubby, and I don't know
Are, like, got loads of dirt underneath, and I have no idea how I can do it. I've been inside for a day.
Yeah. I feel like it looks like I've been up a chimney. I definitely haven't been doing that.
So, guys, I know this is obviously the cliched thing to go to.
I just kicked my foot and it really hurt.
Brilliant. How are you feeling?
Good, actually. This is the thing, right? This is why whenever we do long projects, I always say it's the night that is the most difficult bit.
Absolutely.
When it's dark and it's cold and it's just, you're miserable. It's lovely.
It's a beautiful day out.
What
there.
A nice day that we're not in.
Such a gorgeous day. Yeah.
But
yeah,
it just makes you feel a lot more upbeat, and it makes things feel manageable, especially when you know it's today. Today
yeah,
is
absolutely.
The end of it.
And of course, oh yeah, absolutely. Knowing that you are on the final stretch, and you are by miles within the final stretch now, it's a nice feeling to look outside and think, yeah, we're going to finish in a few hours, and we're going to be able to walk out into that, even if we are knackered and won't be able to enjoy it properly. We're going to walk out into that.
Well, yeah,
we'll play Chariots of Fire.
Yeah.
No, I was saying I was trying not to be in the situation where, like, I nod off, because I was a bit ago again, and like, I was feeling a bit dizzy then, though, and I'm not feeling dizzy now.
That's
so
good.
I think it's important to remember that there are going to be spells.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all plain sailing. It's not all... this is probably not what you want to hear, really.
No, Tom, I'd rather you were honest with me rather than said, it's going to be fine.
But yeah, you will kind of have points where you go, oh, God. But then you'll feel fine again. So if you can just ride those waves, then it's...
Yeah.
You know, you're all good, and I have all that confidence that I have is in you, with the words that I have in my dictionary.
Thanks, Tom. Mm. Hey, do you have a secret hunch about how you'll die?
Yes. I always have. I'm almost sure I'm going to be hit by a Hyundai or something like that. I don't know. Not necessarily. Just a car. I've got a feeling that I'll walk out in front of a car really complacently and arrogantly, and it will just hit. I don't know why. Well, you weren't expecting that answer, were you?
I wasn't. I was fully expecting you to go, what's wrong with you, woman? Why are you asking me?
Yeah. Normally I might, but now I'm thought, well, I've got nothing to lose.
Wow, okay.
So yeah. Just so you know, let you know what's been going on with the fundraising.
Oh, yes, sorry. We took a brief detour for Tom's death, but we'll come back to that, Tom.
Sorry.
My death can wait.
I'm just going to say very quickly anyway. So earlier, let's mention about all of them, yes, all of the donations again. So, your mum gave £20 first. And mentioned the Moroccan chicken for tea on the day.
It's very nice, thank you.
Then afterwards, Lisa Jones gave £10. She says, get yourself plugged into a coffee machine, good luck. Obviously, no coffee allowed. After that, Sophie Elliott gave £5 and claimed a perk. Thank you for that.
My favourite thing was Sophie's message, where she basically said, 30 hours is more than I talk to my husband in a good week.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I was like, that's fine.
Matt Smith from Swindon gave £50.
What, Matt's?
Swindon. He literally says,
our Matt Smith. I still think you're both mad. Good luck and enjoy raising money while sitting in your own grime.
He's right, you're mad.
In a room slowly filling up with farts, which we've not had yet.
Well, no, because we've had the door open, that's why. I think if we'd had the door closed, it would have been a very different story.
Yeah.
Joe Buckingham, £5. Good luck with the rest of the podcast. I'll pop in back tomorrow. That was 5 hours ago. So that's technically
what
yesterday.
Stupid amount of time to be awake.
Yeah.
Oh, and somebody called Tom Clark.
I didn't put a message on because I'm here.
You need to add Fred's money to that as well.
Yes, and there's Fred's money also. So £95 on the website. Plus this tenner we've got here from Fred is £105.
It's about 100 quid.
Money. That's not gonna
be cash dollar.
Which isn't too far off from being 10% of what our goal is. I know that it might be the case that we won't get anything else for it, or maybe there might be a little bit. But to be fair, I mean, we've got a little bit that it's going to help.
Yeah, of course it's going to help.
We're
always taught that that's what we've been saying the whole time, is that every tiny little bit helps. So
yeah, indeed. So yes, thank you to everyone who is doing it. We do obviously need more, so please do as much as you can. That it will be really helpful. Yay!
Aww. I don't know. I just had a moment.
It was nice. It was nice. And the reason I asked if you had a secret 100 about your royal diet.
Sorry, carry on with the death now.
It's fine. That was like in the middle of Jeremy Kyle, where they cut for like a cash for gold and here's an abused dog that's been kicked in the face. Please give it some money so it can see again.
Advert. Shiggles has been born.
Shiggles?
Shiggles the dog.
I thought you were saying Shingles, and I was like, that's terrible.
Was found by a road, and now she's gone to Dog Home Express.
Oh,
and is all happy now.
My name's Shingles. Why won't you adopt me? Because you're not. Did I call it Shingles?
Yeah.
My name's Shiggles, and I was abused by my owner. I had a horrible time, but
and
if
then
you,
I caught Shingles.
If you pay £5 a month, I can be rehabilitated. So I won't bite a child's face off.
Do it now, and you get this free picture of your dog. It's not your dog, and a special paw print to put on your wall.
And I'll write you a letter 4 times a year, except the fact I'm a dog and I don't write
with my very own paws.
We're not bashing other charities, by the way.
I just think.
Where you sponsor an animal, it's like, oh, your animal will write to you 4 times. It's like, don't even bother.
To be fair, I mean,
just literally have a person tell him, write me what the animal's been doing.
My sister, when she was a kid, she really, really wanted a dog, and like, eventually we've got one now and stuff. But like,
it's not too exciting.
But my dad was like, I don't want a dog. Yeah. Like, so for a couple of years, he got sponsored this dog. Mm. Like, you know, you get your welcome pack. You've got a nice little photo of the dog sitting in like a nice little thing, and then you get all these little things, letters and stuff, little cards. Get a birthday card from the dog.
So thoughtful of that dog.
And then they said, so my sister was like, oh, I'm kind of fond of it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Can we visit it? So we called up and said, can we visit it? And they're like, no, you can't visit.
Mm.
Then discovered, driving along the road one day, maybe, I don't know, I think it was like a car park or something, mm-hmm. drove in, and they had the same sticker with the same name in a different car.
Oh.
As the dog that we... My sister wasn't there, so she didn't know, yeah. luckily. But yeah, that's what's going on.
That's yeah. so tragic.
I don't know what... I'm not saying what charity it was.
Oh, dear.
I can't single out any of them.
Okay.
But, you know.
Yeah, I did...
It happens.
Because like I did say, well, I did wonder, like... With a snow leopard one as well, when they're rescuing the snow yeah. leopards. It's like,
yeah.
sponsor a snow leopard now. And it's like, well, but you can do that, but it's not going to be your snow leopard.
Yeah.
You've not pledged to...
No.
You've not purchased though, right, the snow
and also,
leopard.
They probably don't even know which one it is. Yeah. Like, they're going, oh, I'll just say it's that one.
Yeah. But what always gets me is that they'll only show, like, the really attractive dogs.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't want you to adopt... Or they'd want to do, like, the big transformations, you know, ugly dogling to swan dog. I don't know.
Yes.
But the reason I asked you about your secret hunch about why you'll die...
Yeah.
Because we got sucked into that commercial break.
Yeah.
Was because it was the 36 questions that we were talking about.
Oh, right.
That's one of them.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, that is number 7.
Hmm. So the idea is if, like, you say yes tomorrow, then they'll go, right, I don't think I'll fall in love with you then. Yeah. Is that what this is for? Because I don't understand.
Yeah.
What are the 36 questions then?
Okay.
This isn't going to end well, is it?
No, it's fine. It's fine. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest? You don't necessarily have to answer these. I'll just rattle through these. Would you like to be famous? In what way?
Okay.
Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say
Definitely
and why?
Not. Go on.
What would constitute a perfect day for you?
McDonald's gone.
When did you last sing to yourself?
About 3 minutes ago.
When did you last sing to someone else?
Never.
Oh, that's...
I don't think.
Sad. You never serenaded someone?
No. It'd be more, be more offensive than anything.
If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
Mind. Definitely.
One about... and you'll die. Name 3 things you and your partner appear to have in common.
It doesn't apply, but go on.
For what in your life do you feel most grateful?
These shades.
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
Have a £1 million in the bank. I don't know. I mean, is that fair enough?
Be more affluent.
Yeah, be richer.
Yeah. Take 4 minutes and tell your partner your life story in as much detail as possible.
I was born. I'm here now. There you go.
West Philadelphia. Things about playgrounds, you know. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
The ability to breathe properly, and or maybe see properly. I don't know, one of them.
And it skipped a bit. There's a 3D shirt with a hippo on it, and it's really creepy. Hey, have you seen those cube dogs in Japan?
No.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a bit.
Okay, good. I'll note it.
Okay.
Cube dogs.
Cube Japan.
Dog.
Okay, so that was set 1. Set 2, if a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
Well, I know most of the stuff about myself, so I guess the future. Okay. That'd be scary, though, isn't it?
Is there something you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it?
And not really, and because I don't have any.
Okay. What is the greatest accomplishment of your life?
I made a bloody good sandwich once. That was about it.
Good. What do you value most in a friendship?
Money. No, I don't know. Care.
Oh, that's
genuine
nice.
Care.
What is your most treasured memory?
Well, we're about to say football match. I don't know.
It's your most treasured memory.
There's a story, and then we'll just go off on a little tangent here. My mum and dad always tell me about when I was like 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to, my granddad used to just walk up and down his garden, up and down the path in his mm-hmm. garden. And apparently one day I kind of walked next to him, and he used to walk up and down with his hands behind his back. And I apparently mirrored like that exact thing. And he said to me something like, oh, it's a hard life, innit? When I was like a 5-year-old kid, and I was like, yeah, it is. I don't remember it, but that's one of the memories that I have that someone else has told me that it
yeah.
happened. So I guess that,
yeah.
something like
that's
that.
That's really
yeah.
nice. What's your most terrible memory?
I've got about 100 of them. about 3 this morning.
Okay, fair enough. If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you're living now and why?
No, because the way I live my life is how I want to live my life. Largely.
Okay. What does friendship mean to you?
Same sort of question as before, I think. Care, love, happiness.
I think this is like those proper exam tests where they flip the question. It's just seeing if you're paying attention.
Yeah.
What roles do love and affection play in your life?
Big roles, as I've just said about 6 times. Come on, tests. Keep up.
So, this is a really awkward one. This is the thing you have to do with your partner. Alternate sharing something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner. Share a total of 5 items.
Okay, well, I mean, it doesn't apply right now.
How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's?
This is this is proper deep.
I know.
It's probably generally happier.
Okay.
As happy as average. I don't
think the last one in this section. How do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
She's a lovely woman.
Good.
Makes a good lasagna.
Good. So set 3. make 3 true we statements each. For instance, we are both in this room feeling awkward.
Okay. That doesn't apply again, but sure.
Okay. Complete this sentence. I wish I had someone with whom I could share...
A Kit Kat.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you were going to become a close friend with your partner, please share what would be important for him or her to know.
I'm actually a dog. I don't know. And I've written this card with a paw print at the end.
No! Tell your partner. So bearing in mind, this is for a first date. This is like the first meeting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell your partner what you like about them. Be very honest this time, saying things you might not say to someone you've just met.
We've just met them. This is the point of the whole thing, isn't it?
I know. Share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life. I think we've covered that one.
Through many of these.
Yeah. When did you last cry in front of another person? And when did you last cry by yourself?
I don't remember. Probably a few weeks ago, a few months ago, maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Tell your partner something that you like about them already.
Good.
What?
I like your hair.
Yeah. What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about?
Oh, see, I've been asked this question before, and I'm of the opinion that nothing.
That's fine.
Genuinely, I think in the right context and be treated sensitively enough, anything, yeah.
Yeah, I think you should be prepared for people to be offended by it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But,
I agree in free speech, but you should also be...
Of course, absolutely. I wouldn't... a goal for me is never to... And it shouldn't be to offend someone. Even offence is a byproduct, so...
Yeah.
But I'm kind of free when it comes to jokes and, comedy.
If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told someone, and why haven't you told them yet? I feel like I'm the mum telling you.
I don't think there is anything. There's nothing I haven't said to anyone.
Oh.
The one thing I would miss not being able would be to say I love you to my girlfriend.
Oh.
That's about it, really.
It's really cute. Okay. Three more.
Move on. I've got to make up three some more. Stupid yeah. questions, no, some fine. Stupid answers it's now fine. To make up.
Your house containing everything you own catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, just let the dog die as well. You have time to safely make a final dash to save any one item. What would it be?
Leave the pet and then I'll just adopt one. Butter knife. Go on, I like my butter knife. A good butter knife.
This is a really creepy question, right?
Oh God.
Of all the people in your family, whose death would you find most disturbing and why?
That's like the worst possible question.
Why?
I haven't got a clue.
Literally any of my family, please don't kill any of my family.
It's just like, is that like an offer? Is that what that is? I can't just say, oh what, granddad? No, I wouldn't be bothered. I can't do that, can I? No, that's a stupid question. I'm not answering that, yeah.
Share a personal problem. I remind you, this is a first date. Share a personal problem and ask your partner's advice on how he or she might handle it. Also ask your partner to reflect back to you how you seem to be feeling about the problem you've chosen.
I've got a problem with the boiler.
That's the 36th question.
That's incredible. I can't see how that would work. Because I can't imagine anyone taking it seriously.
Yeah, but you know that 4 minutes where you're meant to mm-hmm. do like a back and forth of what you're meant to hold hands and stare each other in the eyes.
Yeah, I know about the staring thing, yeah.
I have real eye contact issues, which is really bad working in retail.
Yeah.
like, I find eye contact a really personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, people will tend to find that I look around the eyes, never at the eyes. I will look anywhere other than at that, because I just find it so personal and awkward.
It's awkward. It's
a very
awkward.
Intimate thing.
Especially
like,
if it's with someone that
eyes.
You don't, like, and there's always that chance you'll look up and they're looking at you and you just kind of have an awkward, like, 3-second stare where you're like, hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of an awkward thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
Fred got 10 minutes of sleep, by the way.
10
between
minutes?
Between 7 and 7:10.
What? Why?
Because he was prepping music for his Corinium show.
Well, he was here till like 5 or 4. What time was he here till? Like,
yeah, but he
like,
had to drive back to Cirencester.
So he drove back from here to Cirencester. What a maniac.
Prepped his show.
Oh, I got
it.
I'll tell
you. Then had a 10-minute nap.
What
and
a
that
man.
10-minute nap will not have done him any good.
No,
I don't think that. I don't think the studio is too far away from his house, though.
Even so.